Citizen Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and sponsored as well by Yelad and Avram Forman. Tonight we will, please God, finish up the bracha of Olam Hashinim, the additional bracha composed by Shmuel HaKotan at the request of Rav Gamliel II during the time of the Churban to offset what was the greatest threat the Rambam describes, the greatest threat at their time, and that was the Minim, those who sought to compromise and corrupt, to undermine our Mesorah. So we last left off defining what seem to be synonyms, but there are no synonyms. Sa'akir, Sa'shabir, Sa'magir, Sa'chnia. Rav Schwab differentiates between these words, our hope, our wish, our dream for the Zaydim and for the Oivim, for our enemies, and for those with malicious intent. We want to uproot them. We want to break them into factions so they can't cooperate and be effective. We want to cut them into small pieces. And lastly, Sa'chnia, we want to humble them. So we left off with the question, why is Sa'chnia to humble them? Why is that the last, the crescendo, the climax? It should be the first to humble people. Seems to be the most moderate response, the least intense response. Then crush and break and divide and uproot. So why is it the last one? So one of our mispalim, our friend Reb Chaim Fuhrer, suggests the following, that maybe the word Sa'chnia is not meant to be the last on the list and the most intense. Maybe it's in parallel. Maybe that you have separate than the others. So you have Sa'akir, Sa'shaber, Sa'mager, and separately Sa'chnia. Who's Sa'chnia? So the Gemara Megillah Daf Tezvav tells us several approaches why Esther invited Haman to her party. Why did she invite Haman? Why not go right to, I know it's Erev Pesach, I'm getting you ready for next Purim. Why not go right to Achashverosh and say, Haman's nefarious plan is against me and my people. I'm a Yid. He's trying to destroy us. So Rabbah is the first of the Amoraim to chime in, and Rabbah quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. If Neshever Gaon, Rabbah quotes a pasuk in the 16th parak of Mishlei that Esther understood it's the way of the Hashem to raise the Rasha, to raise the wicked, to elevate them to a position of prominence, to make them popular, to make them famous, to make them powerful, to make them prominent, in order for the downfall to be even more painful. In other words, we have an expression in our vernacular. What do we say? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes somebody big, so the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So Rabbah answers, why did Esther invite Haman? It was all a ruse, it was a setup to make Haman feel he was prominent. He was a big influencer, famous, celebrity, invited to the party of the queen, first party, the second party, all to set him up. The bigger he is, the harder he would fall. So maybe he suggests Sa'akir, Sa'shaber, Sa'mager, uproot, break, and crush, is a progressive destruction. But Sa'chnia is an independent fila. The downfall of the mighty oppressors that should be humbled. Let them think they're large, let them think they're big, let them think they're powerful. And then the greatest destruction of them is Sa'chnia, to humble them, to bring them down to reality, to realize they're not powerful at all. And then we conclude this bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Shover Oivim U'Machnia Zeidim. We seem to repeat from the bracha itself. We bless Hashem, who is the Shover Oivim. Shover is in what tense? Hove, the present tense. We're not describing something in the past. We continue to live through times when there are ideologies and philosophies, when there are people and forces who seek to corrupt and compromise our Mesorah, our Yiddishkeit. They continue to threaten us, not only physically, threatening us with assimilation, threatening us with false and unfamiliar ideologies. So that's not something relegated to the past. As the Rambam wrote then, it continues to be an enormous threat now. And therefore, Shover Oivim is not Shavar, it's not in the past. He continues to humble. Last night, Iran was enormously humbled. They deserve to be humbled much more, but enormously humbled. What could be more humbling than thinking your great, diverse recipe of missiles, and all of them, none of them make it the airspace, they're shot down, they're ineffective, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Har, Shover Oivim, he continues to be Shover Oivim, he continues to break our enemies, he's the crusher of enemies, and Umachnia Zeidim, and he is the subduer of the Zeidim, of those who are insolent, of those who are the Zeidim. Rav Chaim Friedlander, the great Mashkiach, writes, that what does it mean, shover oivim, the present tense, ad lekilyon, to the point of total destruction. They're unrecognizable, they don't exist, to the point of extinction. Ad lekilyon, that's our tefillah. Hashem bishover oivim, break them, destroy them, ad lekilyon, to the point of total and utter destruction. Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal distinguishes between the oivim and the zeidim. The oivim get shover, they're broken. The zeidim get, they're simply humbled, as we spoke about, machnia, why? So Chaim points out, he says, oivim, our enemies, have to be broken because they want to harm us directly. Zeidim are the broad category of Rishayim, so maybe humbling them is enough. They don't have specific plans how to destroy us. They're just generally bad people. So therefore, if they're humbled, maybe they'll return, and therefore it would be enough to humble. Rav Schwab disagrees, not explicitly to Rav Chaim, but Rav Schwab's Perish is different. And he says that oivim means enemies who want to destroy us physically. They want to annihilate us, they want to exterminate us. So the response can only be, it's us or them. So the answer is, them. It's them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout history has made it, it's them. It's never going to be us. Even though there are some bumps in the road, and tragically casualties, way too many than we want. But ultimately, on the whole, it's always going to be them, it'll never be us. But those who make it us or them, shover oivim, it'll always be them. Zeidim are evildoers who want to corrupt us spiritually. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to destroy them, he needs to simply undermine their efforts for them to not be able to, if they're humbled, and they'll be ineffective through being humbled, then they won't be able to proselytize or to infiltrate. They won't be able to ultimately be able to bring us down. They won't be able to destroy us. So that's this bracha. It's a very powerful and important bracha to have kavana for in our time. We mentioned a few weeks ago, the Yoros Dvash, the Bi'ainis and Aipshitz, that one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa kiyum of Zachor, to remember Amalek, if you have kavana during this bracha. If we think about who are the Amalek, or equivalent in our generation, there are periods, even of our own recent history, where it was hard, what kavana do you have? Schwab writes, these Zeidim are communists, Zeidim are other enemies. Baruch Hashem, we had some stretches where it felt, who should we be thinking about during this bracha? But now we're in a tekufa, Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, we're in a period where it should take you a long time to say Shmoneh Esrei because you get stuck at this bracha. This bracha alone, the kavana to have, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, leaders of Ivy Leagues, members of Congress, protesters who take to the streets. There are people all around us, influencers online, celebrities, prominent personalities, music stars. There are all kinds of oivim and zeidim. And to have taka, to have the kavana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shover, that all these synonyms he should, they're not synonyms, all these descriptions Hashem should fulfill. And it should be mehera, mehera and miyad. It should be immediate, a word that's repeated in this bracha more than in any other. Kadosh Baruch Hu mehera, immediately and without wait, should fulfill our tefillah, our dream, our hope, our aspiration to eliminate all of our enemies and to bring the peace that Klal Yisrael so desperately want and deserve.